Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting second. The center fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting third. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Dawson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Scott Cooper. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tony Pena. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Viola. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark McLemore. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting eighth. The first baseman, David Segui. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jamie Moyer. And now, play ball. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fletcher hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Greenwell takes first base on ball 4. Hatcher moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Dawson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Calderon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Segui settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McLemore bunts in front of the plate. Pena fields it and throws to first for the out. Anderson moves to second. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Devereaux hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cooper strikes out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Pena hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hammonds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hoyles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Hoyles reaches second base with a double. There goes Hammonds trying to get to home. Greenwell throws the ball into Valentin, who relays the ball to Pena, who tags Hammonds, who came all the way from first, for the out. One out. David Segui is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Segui hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoyles scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Anderson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hatcher, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hatcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Greenwell is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hatcher moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Dawson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Dawson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Hatcher scores. Greenwell goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Alan Mills now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Calderon is 0-for-1 in the game. Calderon strikes out. One out. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Segui scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. Two outs. John Valentin, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Tony Pena, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Pena is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pena hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hoyles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 0-for-0 in the game. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Devereaux moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken strikes out. 2 outs. Jeffrey Hammonds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hammonds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Devereaux moves to third. Baines moves to second. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoyles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground for an out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hatcher is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hatcher hits a fly ball into right field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Greenwell hits a fly ball into right field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Segui is 0 for 1 in the game. Segui hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hewlett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Peña fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 0 for 1 in the game. McLemore takes first base on ball 4. Anderson moves to second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Peña fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Anderson moves to third. McLemore moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Jack Voigt pinch hits for Jeffrey Hammonds. Paul Quantrill now pitching. Jack Voigt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voigt hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Voigt now playing right field. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dawson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Voit settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Calderon is 0-for-2 in the game. Calderon takes first base on ball 4. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hoyles strikes out. 1 out. David Sege batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sege is 0-for-2 in the game. Sege hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sege moves to second. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McLemore is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McLemore hits a line drive into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Valentin hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mills fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mills fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Devereaux strikes out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Greenwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Greenwell hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Dawson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Dawson hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Reynolds pinch hits for Jack Voigt. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds strikes out. 1 out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hoyles hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. David Segui batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Segui is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harold Reynolds now playing second base. Mark McLemore now playing right field. Jim Poole now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Segui scoops it up and throws to first, with Poole covering, for the out. 1 out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Calderon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Todd Froworth now pitching. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Cooper moves to second. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Peña strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Greg Harris now pitching. Bob Zupczyk now playing right field. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hewlett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Hewlett reaches second base with a double. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McLemore is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McLemore bunts towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hewlett moves to third. Anderson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Devereaux strikes out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hewlett tags and scores. Anderson tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-7, Red Sox. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fletcher is 0-for-4 in the game. Fletcher strikes out. One out. Billy Hatcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hatcher is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Greenwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Russell now pitching. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hoyles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hoyles strikes out. 2 outs. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Segui is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Segui strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 7. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.